Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Humility honoured. Of course, no man is humble so that he might be honoured. That's the exact opposite of being humble. But the fact remains that God honours those that honour him. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. I'm sure this is the lesson that we need very strongly. The way of success is by humbling ourselves under God. The way of prosperity, spiritually speaking, is humility before God. The honor is by God. Not taking advantage of God, this is not the sense of, oh, I'll be humble so God will honor me, as I've said. But God's eye is upon his people, and when he spots and sees, discerns humility in his children, this is of great worth to God, and he does not despise it. Of course, in man's eyes, humility is a sure sign to get taken advantage of, but not with God. Here's the responsibility again, brother, sister. Here is the duty. Humble yourselves. It's a command. It's not a vice. It's not a suggestion. This is the law of Christ. Of course, as I've indicated in the previous discourse, like Richard Burnham, we can pray for humility. But it's not just a question of prayer. This is a duty. And it's a cop-out just to pray for it. I'm not saying we shouldn't pray for it, but it mustn't stay there. I must be humble. And there's an argument here. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. It's not so much under man, but under God. And the argument is, humility towards God is the way of receiving from God. Unbeliever, pride will keep you from Christ. Self-esteem, self-madeness. That kind of I can cope business. I'm the master of my fate, as Henty said. I'm the master, Henty said. I can control it. No, you can't. In fact, I think he came to suicide in his end, didn't he? Yes, unbeliever. Humility is the way the Lord blesses. This is often your trouble. You're too proud. You will not bow the knee. You will not confess your need. I am unable to save myself. I need to be saved. We're self-sufficient. We can cope. We can't, my friend. God can and will lift up the humble soul that cries for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, is the prayer that God will answer. Those that honour me, as I've quoted, I will honour. And this is the way, brother and sister, for us. This is the power of God. This is the wisdom of God. His mighty hand will lift us up in due time. In due time, in his sovereign purpose, he will work out that purpose. Let us go on trusting and hoping in the Lord and casting our care upon him. Well, that will come immediately after this text. Psalm 37, trust, hope, rest in the Lord. That's not just Psalm 37. That comes into the law of Christ too. Trust, hope, rest in the Lord. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Greatness according to the world is one thing, but greatness according to God is very different. The first shall be last. Yet again we see the upside-down nature of the kingdom of Christ. So very, very different to the world. Therefore, may we humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, leaving it to him in due time, in his time, to lift us up. Amen.